Welcome back inside the Kasman Center, where the Fort McMurray Oil Barons are 4-1 winners here this afternoon against the visiting Bonnieville Pontiacs. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Remember to continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. Carter, we're going to throw you on because I don't know where your dad is. Carter Kekka joins us on the postgame show. Carter, this is your first postgame show. How exciting is this?
It's cool.
It's cool?
Well, I didn't get to see the first period, so I didn't get to see all the goals, but I think we played really good.
You missed the most exciting period, but you came in, you saw Reed's goal in that second period there. How did you think the team played?
I think we did really good. We played really good defensively. We helped out Kerr, and we did really good blocking shots, and we played good offense. So
That's a good assessment. I thought you guys did great in the shot blocking category, especially on the penalty kill there. Carter, what position do you play when you play hockey?
I play left wing for the Pee Wee Tier 1 Falcons.
And what type of player are you? Are you a goal scorer, a playmaker? Are you an agitator out there?
I like to think I score goals, but I only have like 13 on the season. So.
Well, 13 is pretty good. I wouldn't say only 13.
Yeah, but I have a bunch of assists, so I'd say I'm more of a playmaker.
More of a playmaker?
Yeah.
All right, you're more of a Cole Gable than a Reed Morrison then, are you?
Yeah.
The setup man? The Oil Barons here at home, what'd you think of the crowd here today? There's 1,500 people here. It was loud.
I thought for family day and an afternoon game, I thought this was great. Like, we don't usually get this many people on, like, 2 o'clock games, so really exciting.
It was great. We even dragged Bruce Ferguson out. He was nice enough to come and join us as your dad, Tom, makes his way up. Here, Tom. Throw you a mic here. There we go.
You good?
Yeah, Carter's doing great here. He's breaking down the game. He said you guys blocked a ton of shots today. You played great defensively, and Kerr was outstanding.
Okay, what else?
Well, we did get on a penalty kill, and we got a couple shots in on the power play. So.
Perfect. There you go.
That was great, eh? He's killing it.
He's a natural.
He's a natural. Tom, this was a huge weekend for you guys as a team. You see the number one team in the division coming in, and to take 4 points from them in your own building, I think that's huge for the club moving forward.
Love the way we played today. Thought that, you know, for the most part, got off to a little bit of a slow start. We knew that they were going to come out. One of the hardest things you ask these players to do is to beat the same team twice in a row within a short span. There's extra motivation by Bonnieville coming in today. It's the last time we see them. You know, you want to send a message if it's potentially a playoff opponent. So for us to sort of, you know, it was natural for us to be on our heels. But I thought that after that goal, we ramped up the physicality, created some turnovers, and then you capitalize on your opportunities. And then after that, in the second period and for majority of the third, I thought that we did a great job clogging up the neutral zone. They tried to stretch a lot of passes, look for that late attack, and I thought that we did a very good job of gapping up and not giving them a lot of time and space. And if you can make them chase the game, it works well in your favor rather than, you know, having them join the rush and giving up odd man opportunities.
Tom, we've talked before. You've had leads in the third period. We've seen them squandered. Was that almost a perfect third period? You held them to 4 shots.
Yeah, I thought it was great. There was a couple times we sort of fell off the pager where we didn't get pucks out. And we just tell our players, we're past that point of the season, unfortunately, is you have to buy in. You have to get pucks out in over the blue line. And then over the red line, if you don't have an odd man rush, just get it deep. Try and get to the puck, but you just have to eliminate turnovers, and you don't want to give up a cheap goal. And I thought that we did a great job. We did a very solid job in our own zone, protecting the house, keeping them to the outside, even on the chances that they did have. And, you know, when Chris Kerr can see the puck, he's probably going to make those saves, and then he came up with some timely ones tonight.
Jaden Leslie has a big game here tonight. He seems to have found a scoring touch after going through a little bit of a dry spell there, but he seems to have found some nice chemistry with Jared White, Liam Isaac, Peter Tamaritz. Doesn't really seem who he's playing with up on that second unit.
Yeah, that line was jumping, and they actually got the ball rolling for us today. And Leslie's found his game, but I don't know whether potentially our most improved player this year is Jared White. He's just really come a long ways. And somebody mentioned in to me that, you know, it must be getting close to playoff time because that's when Jared White tends to play his best hockey. And he's just such a no-nonsense, simple player that gets pucks deep. He finishes his hits. He's a real tough guy to play against. And when he can start chipping in offensively, I mean, that's an added bonus. But what he does is he creates a lot of space for his line mates. And he's done that for Jaden, and Jaden's been able to capitalize on that. And Liam has, you know, with the two goals on Friday. So, again, for us, it's about, you know, being a 12-man unit up front and a 6-man unit on the back end and making sure that everybody understands what their job and what their responsibilities are. And you try and do that to the best of your ability.
As these guys make their way out on the ice for the family skate here on Family Day, Tom, what about this crowd today? Over 1,500 fans here. It was packed.
That was great. I mean, you know, you never know what you're going to get on a Monday afternoon. I know that there are a couple Fort McMurray Minor Hockey Association teams out of town. Hopefully they did well. You've got your rep teams out of town. So to have the crowd that we did and the enthusiasm, you know, and this building just gets electric. And it really had a playoff-type feel on the ice and in the stands as well. So I've said it time and time again, we're so appreciative of the support that we get. Hoping there's a lot of people that come out and bring their skates, you know, and skate out here with the boys, because we really do appreciate, you know, the support we get from our community.
Okay, Tom, we still got Carter up here on the post-game show. He told me he's more of a playmaker. Is he getting any of that from his dad or what?
No. His dad was a meat and potatoes type of guy. So, you know, it's unfortunate because when your dad coaches the Oil Barons, you sometimes don't get out enough. But I enjoy watching him play, just like I enjoy, you know, Max and Maya with their theater endeavors. And Maya's in the Mamma Mia production at Keanu. I heard that was great. I can't wait to go see it. But, you know, they get hands from their mother, not from their father.
I wanted to ask as well, Carter, you play lacrosse too, and you're a big lacrosse guy. What do you like about lacrosse? What kind of attracted you to that?
I don't know. It's just my cousin played it once, and it looked fun. So I wanted to try it, and I really liked it. So just kind of pulled me in. I don't know.
Pulled you in. And Tom?
We like the cardio aspect.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, first of all, it's going to help your hand-eye coordination. And then with the amount of running that you have to do, it's great. And you know, the Wood Buffalo Lacrosse Association started, you know, took some steps last year. I know that registration is up. Bob Niven does a great job. Gary Kane was the coach. If you're looking for an alternative where you want your son or daughter to be active, please give lacrosse a try. I don't know whether there's any more drop-in dates, but give it a try because it's a load of fun.
A load of fun. It looks fun. I was never a lacrosse guy. I don't have the endurance for that.
Well, no, it's great. And, you know, so go to the website. It's on Facebook. It's on, I can't remember the website offhand here, but it's a great alternative to hockey.
Carter, thanks for coming up. You're welcome anytime. Anytime you don't want to send your dad up, you tell him, I got this one, okay?
Okay, well, thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thanks a lot.